We are going to analyze a data set that was collected with a one-stage cluster sampling design. We have already imported our data set into WESFAR, so now we're going to begin by clicking on the new WESFAR workbook button. This opens up a dialog box from which we can select the data file to be analyzed. We select that file and say open. For our purposes, we're going to make a table, so we click on table, and then we click on Add Single Table Set. We are going to choose the variable cons for our table, and we click it over into the selected box by clicking on the single arrow. We have selected this variable because it only has one value, and this will make the table much easier to read when we see it in the output. We click on Add as New Entry, and we can see that the variable cons is added as under the table set 1. In the workbook tree. Now we're going to select the analysis variables. We have three variables that we would like to analyze, and so we click each of them over into the selected box. Once we've made our selections, we see that they show up under the analysis variables just as we want. We're going to click on computed statistics next and select means for each of these variables. So we select the variable that we want, we highlight it, and now I'm going to use the block mean to create these means, kind of the easy way of doing it. So we click on that, click on block mean, and you see the variable has been created. And so we make our selections, and we can see that the means of these variables show up here under the computed statistics, and WESFAR has given them the default name of M underscore variable name, and this works fine. You can also use the function box, if you like, and click on mean and calculate the means that way. Either way works. Next, we go to options. We need to include an FPC for this, and so we are going to use 0.6. The calculation of this number is shown on the web page. Now that we have made all of our selections, we come to the top and click on the green arrow to run the workbook requests. We click on requests, view output, and open the node to the table so that we can see our results. As always, we are only interested in the marginal rows, and so here we see that the marginal sum of weights value is 100, and this corresponds to the estimated population total. This marginal NGE65 is the sum of that variable, and we see that it's 167.5 with its corresponding standard error. The rest of the table is read in the same way. So the marginal NVSTNRS value of 57.5 is the sum of that variable. This is the sum of this variable. And these here are the means that we requested. So this marginal M underscore NGE65 has a value of 1.6750, and that's the mean of that variable. Mean of the second variable that we requested and the third variable. This concludes our analysis.